G'day, it's Stevie from 12 Ninja here. And look, if you like American football, you should check out Saints Happy Hour podcast. I personally know all about American football, other than it's a bunch of massive blokes wearing spandex shoulder pads and helmets running around with a throwing a football. In Australia, you don't throw footballs. You punch it or you kick it. And there's no protection. They're all naked. And there's sharks and crocodiles fired out of cannons onto the field. And we all stand around and drink blood watching it. But if American football's your thing, you know what to do. Saints Happy Hour podcast. Stick it in your ear hole.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. Thanks for listening wherever you get your podcast. If you're listening to this free version of the show, you should sign up and support the show. Go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron. It's only $7 a month. You get everything we do, every podcast, commercial free. And by the way, Kevin, people that listen to the free version, the 10 or 12 of them that send me emails every week complaining now that the commercials are back. If you don't like the commercials, become a patron. And if you become a patron, maybe I could afford a better wire and we wouldn't have these audio problems when Thomas isn't around. Today's podcast, me and Kevin are going to discuss, argue about Saints Rookie of the Year. Now, we know the odds of a Saints drafted rookie becoming a Rookie of the Year is not impossible. Kamara did it. Lattimore did it. Olave was leading the Offensive Rookie of the Year for a while last year. I was excited. I had bet on him in Vegas. So it's possible. But at the end of the year, we're going to pick a Rookie of the Year for the Saints in 2023. One of these draft picks is going to be Rookie of the Year. So me and Kevin are going to argue about it and think about it. And Kevin, it's interesting because I think for Rookie of the Year for the Saints, some fans might gravitate towards like the running back, right? Kendra Miller or that sort of thing, or defense that can create turnovers. But it's, to me, the Rookie of the Year, to be the best rookie the Saints have, they got to play well, obviously, but they also have to have a path to like playing a lot. So that's where this decision for me, it gets a little tricky, and it wasn't as obvious as when I first sent you the text and like, hey, let's do it. When I first thought, I was like, oh, it's going to be this guy. But then the more I thought about it, it was interesting because you got to find a guy you think he's going to be good, you think he's going to contribute, and he's got to play a lot. So that's the interesting thing with this group.
Right.
So what were your thought processes? You don't have to tell me right away, but what are your thoughts? Who did was there anybody that you looked at and you're like, because I looked at it as like Jake Haener, he's not going to be safe. If he's bigger than you, we got a problem. So we can like X him out, and like maybe X out A.T. Perry because
So I believe A.T. Perry is going to be given a fair shake to take the job from Tre'Quan Smith. I think depending on how A.T. Perry does from the at the start of the season, there's a chance he could become number three and push Rashid Shaheed back to four. And look, you got Michael Thomas, who is not going, he's not going to play all 17 games of the season.
That's right.
He's going to play 12, 13, maybe 14 if we're lucky.
That's right.
So Olave is going to need help on the wide receiver track. And if you got a guy like A.T. Perry, who the last 2 years he was at Georgia Tech was killing it. I should have the numbers pulled up in front of me. The last 2 years combined 171 catches for over 2,600 yards and 28 touchdowns. Wow.
That's right.
And you got a guy like that in the sixth round. I saw him.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
The NBA Finals are heating up. Looking for hot takes on all the postseason action? The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, is the podcast to listen to for the ultimate finals coverage. Host and former NBA sharpshooter J.J. Redick not only has a plugged-in perspective on the action from his time in the league, but he's also announcing the games in real time for ESPN. J.J. has the ultimate insider point of view, and he's taking you along for the ride as he breaks down the best defensive schemes, dunks, and drives from each game. And speaking of incredible drives, there's no better place to tune into your new favorite podcast, The Old Man and the Three, than in a standard-setting BMW. Luxury meets power to create a wholly new driving experience. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Him going in the top 100 routinely in the mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints got him in round 6.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you told me before the draft the Saints could, you could swap out a 7th round pick and Adam Trautman for A.T. Perry, I think all of us would have done that deal.
Yeah. Lynn, let's keep working our way back. You already covered how Haener is not going to be up for consideration here. Yes, Jordan Howden, safety's open. Tyrann Mathieu didn't look good last year, but he's still going to be on the team. Jordan Howden is already placed among the second stringers, but and he's behind Marcus May. So depending on how the rookie camp goes and, you know, training camp, preseason, there's a chance Jordan Howden could be slotted solidly as a member of the 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
And could be a guy at making special teams. You mentioned it when me and you were doing the pod last week after day 3 about how this guy could maybe be a gunner. He's a routine special teamer, you got to think, all right, maybe there's a possibility of making a real good play on special teams. I mean, hell, Tyrann Mathieu did get an interception.
That's right.
During a game. So maybe Howden could do the same as a rookie. That would be enough to score a lot of points as a rookie UDFA.
Yeah,
okay, we move on.
That's right.
We move on. Past Jake Haener. Nick Saldivari. I feel like that's how you have to say it. I'm gesturing my hand. I'm gesturing my hand.
I think he is I think he is my choice because
he's the sleeper. I was going to say he is the sleeper. It's a non-sexy position because how do you really grade like an offensive line position? I mean, you would have to really dive in and say, how many times did Derek Carr get sacked? If so, was the player coming from Saldivari's side or not? Did Saldivari, you know, if there's a really big run that gets broken, you know, if Kamara or Williams or Kendra Miller break off a big run, did Saldivari somehow lay open a block?
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with four amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com. I think that's a fair comparison, and we can make Andrew Juge do that if he eats the tape again this year.
Right.
But I can break it down even simpler, Kevin. We know Andres Pete is going to miss like six games, right?
Yeah.
So if Salvadori, if he plays six games for Pete and Ruiz has been hurt for the Saints, he was good last year, but he's had some injury issues with the Saints last year with his foot. If he plays two games for Ruiz and he's not a disaster and we're not mentioning him on the post-game show or the big show, the live stream on Tuesday, and he's just kind of quietly playing and we're not noticing him, I think then at the end of the year, we'd be like, Salvadori, he started eight games and was pretty good. Like, I think that's potential for rookie of the year. And the thing is for him too, he could play all along the line. So like, if you have offensive line apocalypse or something, he could plug in different spots. I think he's a sleeper. The other one, Kendra Miller.
Yeah.
I gravitated towards him because I'm biased because TCU won me a lot of money last year and they won a lot of close games and I watched too much of their games. So I'm biased towards him. But the more I thought about it, Kevin, is you have Jamal Williams, right?
Right.
Pokemon enthusiast. And Kamara, he's going to get suspended six games. But there's really potential, I think, for Miller, if things go well for the Saints and like they hope, that may be his window where like you could have a potential, right, where Kamara is back to playing really well because they have a good quarterback and the offense is humming and Jamal Williams is getting the goal line carries and getting the tough yards. And we look up and Miller hasn't done anything. And then he's thrust into the lineup and he's got like 6 weeks and he's got to make it happen in 6 weeks to be rookie of the year.
Right.
So even though he's the choice you gravitate towards, I think if I would pick him, his window might be really tight to be rookie of the year. Now he could do it. Maybe he's really good and he kills it and he's really great for 6 weeks or whatever. And he forces his way back to stay in the lineup after Kamara comes back. I don't know. But if you pick him, you might have a tight window for your rookie of the year choice, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. So let's move ahead and look at the top two picks.
There we go.
Breece and Foskey Bear. I lean picking Foskey over Breece because Breece is coming in. Okay. You got Breece coming in with he's 2 years removed, right? Isn't he 2 years removed from
2 years removed from the knee injury?
Right, 2 years removed from the knee injury, and he's coming in where there are a couple of other players at that position that the Saints signed this past offseason. So he's going to be challenged to beat them out.
Yeah, Colin Sanders
and Foskey. Meanwhile, all he's got to do is he's got to worry about Granderson and Turner. I don't think anybody is pushing Cam Jordan out of his position, so it's Granderson and Turner.
And here's the thing with Turner. Turner, I think it got not swept under the rug, but it kind of got forgotten because the last week of the year, who gave a damn about the Carolina game? And the only thing we remember about the Carolina game is like Sam Darnold completed like four passes and two of them were at the end of the game and the Saints lost 10-7 and it was an abject disaster. But the really interesting thing about that game is, Kevin, in a game that didn't mean a damn thing for the Saints, didn't after because they beat Philadelphia and then Tampa won, so the season finale didn't mean a damn thing. And Peyton Turner was a healthy scratch. And to me, that is damning because he was healthy. Like for the Saints to think so little of him, they were like, we're not even willing to play you in a game that doesn't matter. Right? That to me is damning. You know, because they played Penning. He got hurt, unfortunately, right? But that to me is damning for Turner. So this whole idea of, well, maybe Peyton Turner can get healthy and turn it around. Maybe he's just not good.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good. So the path for Fosky Bear becomes even easier than what you're thinking because we forgot about the season finale. So Kevin had to leave because of technical issues and other personal things happen. It happens, right? Life happens, right? So I'm going to pick my rookie of the year. And my rookie of the year is going to be Nick Salvadori because I think the Saints are going to, like, Andres Pete always gets hurt, man. That's what happens. And they're going to, the Saints offensive line, when was the last time they were healthy all year? Never. So, like, Salvadori is going to play, and he's going to play a lot of different positions, and I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to end up being a plug-and-play guy, and, like, we're not even, like, going into next year, Pete's going to leave. Ruiz might leave because they didn't pick up the fifth-year option. And we're not even going to worry about it. We got Salvadori, and we'll get another guard. It'll be fine. So Kevin's rookie of the year is going to be A.T. Perry, which that one's interesting too because the path there is, listen, if Michael Thomas only plays 7 to 10 games or less, there's a lot of receptions from David Carr that need to be caught. There's a lot of targets there. A.T. Perry can soak them up and get them. So, guys, thanks for supporting the show. If you're listening to the free version, go to saintshappyhour.com, sign up, become a patron, get the podcast ad-free. Get the booze bundle. Get it all. Get in our Discord where we're talking Saints nonstop. Me, Kevin, Andrew, Dave, we're all in there. We're all talking. You can interact with us. It's fantastic. So, guys, thanks for joining us. And until next time, the bar is closed.